This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
The effect of being quarantined has ended a lot of relationships, and there are some relationships that are even on the brink of ending. Licensed therapist and relationship expert Jamie Bronstein gives advice on how you can navigate romantic relationships during the pandemic. Thanks for joining me, Jamie.
Thanks for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm actually originally from Chicago. Go WGN, go Chicago. And I've been practicing psychotherapy for about 20 years. I have my master's in social work, and I branded myself as a relationship expert a while ago, and I have a show on LA Talk Radio called Love Talk Live, and I just try to help as many people as possible going through the dating, relationship, and breakup journey.
Awesome. So you've been in the whole dating realm for a long time, like giving people advice about it. Has COVID changed how people have been dating right now?
Absolutely. I feel like for the single people and daters, it's been amazing because people are learning to form deeper connections. They're taking things slower and there's more quality to the relationship. For couples, it's been a little different because living 24/7 with somebody, you learn a lot more about them. There's been more frustration, irritation, depression, and anxiety, and less intimacy because you're just kind of always on top of each other and there's not that big difference between hanging out and, you know, intimate time. And some people have kids at home, so there's that stress. So it's definitely changed for singles and for couples.
So what about the people who have, like, they started dating just maybe 2 months before all the lockdowns happen and they still want to give it a chance? I mean, it feels like everything's in limbo. Should you allow your relationship to just be like, oh, we're going to be in limbo just for a while? Or should you just like cut it off?
You know what? Every relationship and every person is so different and so unique. So it really depends on the situation. I would just recommend trusting your intuition. Like, if you feel like this relationship really has potential, then go for it. You know, take it one day at a time and just be with this person and let it grow. But if you feel like it's kind of something surface, maybe not a lot of meaning, and maybe it's not really going anywhere, then it's better to reserve your space and time for maybe the right person. You know, it's always better to not be in a relationship just to be in a relationship. I always recommend, you know, because then people waste their time and then they're in this relationship and the person that's actually right for them could be out there in the cosmos, but you can't get to them if you're in this relationship that's not working.
So I have this guy friend and he's been with this girl like a little bit before the pandemic. And one of the things he's like, I don't like her personality that much, but it could be because of the coronavirus. She overcleans everything. So, and I'm like, you know, I tell him maybe you just need to give her some time because this is a very unique situation. Should we be judging people on their, I guess, unusual behaviors?
This is such a good question. Because, well, first of all, I'm a germaphobe, so I get it. I feel like I've probably, you know, amped up my germophobia a little bit more throughout this time. If that's the only thing that he doesn't like about her, then he should definitely give it more time and just see what happens if she can relax a little bit after this whole thing. But if there's more things, then maybe they're just not right for each other. But it's interesting that you said he doesn't like her personality, because that's big. But if it's just like the clean part of the personality, then perhaps she might, you know, settle down a little bit when things get better.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than that. Like, she wants to go shopping at certain times so that they could practice social distancing. And he's kind of like, not that he doesn't wear a mask, but he's kind of like, I need to go at any time. I have certain things that I need to do at certain times of the day. And if I can go shopping during, you know, noon or 1 p.m. or 5 p.m., that's when he's going to do it. But she's like, no, let's go early in the morning and then we won't be around people and it'll be a little bit safer. And he's just kind of like, I don't know. I'm not sure if I can live like this. And I think that's a good idea, actually, and I may steal it because going early in the morning, you don't have to be around so many more people, but he finds it inconvenient. And I don't know. I kind of understand what he's coming from, but I'm not sure.
who knows? It could be a metaphor. It could be very telling about what the rest of their life is, more free-spirited and more like, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to wear a mask and I'm going to protect myself, but I also want to live my life. And if she's going to kind of be holding them back, like maybe he's more adventurous, maybe she's not. So who knows? Maybe COVID personalities are a reflection of what our real personalities are like, but just enhanced more. I think only time will tell to your friend. But if he gets to the point where he's just like really not happy in this relationship, then regardless of what's going on, then he needs to just move on, I think.
What's the protocol for that? If he breaks up with her, isn't it kind of rude to do that during the pandemic?
Well, no. I mean, think about all these people that break up on New Year's, on Valentine's Day. Sometimes people don't break up at the best possible times, but that's okay. You need to always, one of the things that I work with my clients on always is empowering yourself, trusting yourself, and honoring yourself and what makes you happy. And it's okay. You know, this person will be able to heal and move on. It's worth to stay in a relationship just to make the other person happy if you're not happy, you know, and ultimately if you're not happy, then that means that the relationship just really isn't right. And even though the other person might be hurt, ultimately they will find the right person for them. Always do what is good for you and trust your intuition.
So that was for like a new relationship. But what about those who have been in a relationship for a few years and they're going through that lockdown stress? What are things that they can do?
So if you're in a relationship or a long-term marriage or whatever it is where you've been together for a long time and this is something where you just, you know that it's the circumstance that's causing problems, one of the things you can do is, obviously, I'm a big fan of therapy, and therapists are still seeing clients over video conference or phone. Use your voice and communicate what is bothering you instead of holding it in, because it's just going to make problems worse. I would say have patience, have compassion for each other. Learn to maybe to compromise more. You know, like with everybody home all the time, there's going to have to be some compromising and figuring out who's going to be in which room when, and you know, there's less space. So there's a bunch of things that you can do if you know for sure that this is, that it's just the circumstances, you know, that you, regardless, you do want to be with this person and heal whatever's going on.
I've been hearing the term quarantine rebound a lot. Could you explain what that means?
Yeah. So a lot of people in this world, and some of my clients, are breaking up in quotes because of the quarantine. First of all, I just want to take a step back. If you did not have problems in your relationship before the quarantine and now you do, I'd say 99% of the time, this is because of the circumstance, and it's really not that there are any deep issues. Now, there might be things that come to the surface, which are great, you know, because then you can work them through. So a lot of people are breaking up because they think, oh, we're just not right for each other because of all the stresses that have happened during quarantine. They break up and they're on the rebound. Now, if you are to meet somebody who just had a breakup in quotes because of the quarantine, just be very cautious. And, you know, don't bank on this relationship, because there's a good chance that a lot of these relationships that broke up because of the quarantine will probably get back together at some point. So just be a little cautious if you meet somebody who just had a breakup, because they are going to be on the rebound. And not that they're intentionally doing this, but, you know, just kind of ask them questions about their relationship and see if you sense that this could be a situation where they're going to get back together with their ex, and then just take it with a grain of salt.
Now, that's what I don't understand. How could you break up with someone because of the quarantine and then go right back into a relationship? Are these people then not afraid of the virus, but more like the stress that came from being in close quarters?
I think that they kind of override. They're just so, they get so frustrated and so stressed out and so not happy because of what's going on in their relationship, that they would rather just start a new relationship and take that chance. I don't know, take that chance that whoever this new person is going to be safe. Who knows? Every situation is so different. And I don't know. I don't know if people are necessarily like jumping right into relationships, but some people are. Everybody has to make their own decision for them. But if you, like I said, if you do meet somebody who's just out of a relationship because of the quarantine, just be a little cautious. And keep your options open also while you're safe with a mask or outside somewhere.
Yeah, definitely outside. No inside stuff, at least for a while. You have to make sure you're safe and clean. Do you wash all your walls in your bathroom and stuff? That's like that's one of my qualities right there that you need to do is wash your walls.
I started spraying fruit, not all fruit, but like apples, with vinegar. I learned that, and that's a new habit I'll probably keep doing regardless. So I think we've all learned a lot.
I've started to do that too. I didn't realize how dirty my fruit was.
I know, even organic, you just know. And well, even if there aren't pesticides on it, people have touched it in the store, so you just never know.
And that's one of the things I don't understand when it comes to people wanting to jump into new relationships, especially right now. I mean, why not, if you were dating someone and you were chugging along into your relationship, and then obviously the pandemic happened, why not go backwards and say, hey, let's slow down a bit. Let's not put a pin in it, but, you know, we were going at 100 miles per hour. Let's go down to like maybe 70 and then still continue on because we've established that trust together.
Yeah. Do you know what? Whether it's the pandemic and the quarantine or not, I just always recommend taking a little time, looking inside and asking yourself, how do you feel in this relationship? Do you feel happy? Do you feel fulfilled? And regardless of what's going on out in that outside world, when two people are together, if they, at a deep level, this deep, like, soul connected level, if you are feeling that connection and that energy and you feel alive in this relationship, most of the time at least, then it's something to work on. It's not something to throw away. And, you know, because it's not that easy. You don't find those deep connections every day. And they're special. I just always recommend taking that time to just do that inner work. Look inside and just ask yourself, does this relationship feel different than it ever felt before, besides the quarantine? Yes, it feels different because you've never been quarantined, but not that different. I mean, the type of different, like, does your heart feel like it's on fire? Does your soul feel like it's on fire? You know, the in love, the in quotes in love feeling. If it's different, then it's a quality relationship, and just don't jump to any type of breaking up. But I like your idea of, yes, you can take things slower.
Yeah, because, you know, personally, that's how I would play it. It's just like, let's take a step back a little bit. Let's look at it together. And, you know, I'm big on communication, because if you just keep all your thoughts to yourself, you know, you're going to find out real fast that your partner is not a psychic.
Exactly. And the truth is, if this is somebody who you feel like has potential to be with forever, that person, you're going to need to feel 100% comfortable with them, being yourself, saying anything and everything that you need to say. So that's another thing. If you are feeling like, for whatever reason, you don't feel comfortable talking to this person, that's a red flag right there.
What other red flags are there?
Oh, there are so many. So if you at any point feel like this person is being sketchy at all, maybe on their phone, maybe you feel like they're in communication with an ex or somebody else, or maybe you met them on an app and you feel like they're still on an app, always trust your gut. Don't second guess your gut. So a red flag is if you just feel like they are not being honest with you, and you have kind of a few reasons to validate that, then definitely don't waste your time in that relationship. So red flags are, I feel like they're all very unique to everybody, because one red flag to somebody might not be a red flag to another person. But it's, once again, it all goes back to your intuition. If you feel like you can't trust the person, there's a reason.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. My Instagram is therelationshipexpert, just the X, not the E. Twitter is theloveexpert, L-U-V. My show is on LA Talk Radio. The website and the app is called Love Talk Live. And you can reach out and email me for a free 30-minute complimentary session at jamietherelationshipexpert@gmail.com. That's J-A-I-M-E, therelationshipexpert@gmail.com.
This has been The Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.